From the heart of Tribeca, this is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning.
On the voice of New York, 710 WOR.
And it's 7:53 and change on a Tuesday morning. Nice out there now. Look out for some rough weather later today. And just sad and all that Lois Lane has passed away. Who didn't love Margot Kidder?
She was great.
Lois Lane. Do you have 69 years old?
Yeah. Do you have the love theme from Superman? You know,
I take requests over here, Michael.
Thank you. Because I love that scene where he takes her up into
you want the love
stars.
Theme?
Yeah.
Is that what you'd like?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. Like a little girl shivering.
All right, remember.
Like a little girl.
That was a great scene.
Quivering.
When they go flying around. That was a classic.
And then remember that their hands begin to drift apart and she still can fly as long as she's just touching. Their fingertips are touching. And then she loses touch and she starts to plunge to Earth and he's got to go down, swoop down and save her.
I think it was the first. Now, what year was that? 78?
78, I think. Yeah.
I think it was the first superhero movie that actually had a sense of humor. And it was just. Anyway, great lines. This was my favorite line.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me. Who's got you?
So she falls off the helipad. She's flying through the air. Superman swoops up.
Yeah, she's.
Don't worry, miss. I've got you.
She's in the helicopter atop the old Daily News building on 42nd Street here in New York, and she's hanging from the walkie-talkie out of the door of the helicopter, and then she drops, and he saves her.
Yeah. Well, apparently she had a podcast. Well, didn't know that she had bipolar, and she was a spokesperson about it.
She was
public
yeah.
about, and that's just an awful, awful disease. And then she had a podcast. She said this just a couple of days ago, Michael.
I'm in bed with flu. In Livingston, Montana.
Ooh, nice.
And puking about every hour and a half.
Oh.
It's not fun.
Yeah, so she wasn't doing well.
That's sad. That's sad. Do you also remember, I think it was in Superman 2, if I'm not mistaken, when she falls into the Niagara River and she's on her way over the falls. And Superman, he's Clark Kent, and he doesn't have a place to change. There's no phone booth, so he has to use his X-ray eyes to laser beam a tree branch off that falls down. She grabs onto it, and then he saves her before she goes over the falls. Well, damsel in distress.
Here's another line from Superman 1.
What color underwear am I wearing?
Hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I embarrassed you, didn't I?
Oh, no.
I did.
No, not at all, Miss Lane. It's just that this platter must be made of lead.
Yes, it is, so.
Oh, you see, I sort of have a problem seeing through lead.
Oh, that's interesting. Problems and first name. Do you have a first name?
What do you mean, like Ralph or something?
No, I mean like...
Pink.
Pink! That's the super...
That was good.
The super, yeah, he was great, too. Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, absolutely. And, they're both gone. That's
Margot
really sad.
Margot Kidder, yeah.
Chris Reeve and Margot Kidder gone, right. Hey, Bill O'Reilly, he may be back to cable news in his old 8 p.m. slot.
Really?
But not on Fox.
Right.
He's in negotiations, according to Page Six in the Post, to have a show on something called Newsmax TV, which I don't know, it could be like Manhattan Cable Network or something like that. I've never heard of it before. But,
no, that's on the cable channels,
is it
Newsmax.
Is it a big deal, Newsmax? Do you watch it?
You know what? No, I don't see it, but it's out there, and it has an audience.
It's not Len's type of viewing.
Conservative. It's a right-wing lunatic thing that you watch?
Well, I wouldn't say lunatic, but...
Yeah, pretty much. No, you're right. Yeah. You're right, Riedel. Pretty much. No, it's not InfoWars, if that's what you're... It's not Alex Jones.
Well, Bill O'Reilly may be headed to Newsmax. Greta Van Susteren and Eric Bolling, all deep-sixed Fox people, are making a comeback with Newsmax. So
well,
there you are.
That could put them on the map.
That's
hey,
right.
So what's this... Mr. Broadway is Riedel. If you don't know, he still writes for the Post every Friday with his Broadway column. So what's the latest on this movie that's coming to Broadway?
Len, I can't believe you don't know the movie.
I know the movie.
Some Like It Hot.
Of course I know the movie.
It's not What's This Movie. It is the greatest classic comedy in the history of American cinema. It is being adapted into a Broadway musical by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman, who wrote Hairspray, which won a lot of Tony Awards. They're very talented guys. Going to be produced by the Schubert Organization, the most powerful producing and theater-owning company on Broadway. The movie is fantastic. My only concern is the movie is so good. It is such a perfect movie with that Billy Wilder script.
Well, it's Marilyn Monroe, Tony
Jack
Curtis.
Lennon, Tony Curtis.
Yeah.
How do you improve move on a perfect movie without really mucking it up.
I can never have children.
We can adopt some.
But you don't understand, Osgood. I'm a man.
Well, nobody's perfect.
That's Jack Lemmon. He and Tony Curtis, they play these guys who are running from the mob. And to get away from the mob, they disguise themselves as women in a band. And at the very end there, a millionaire has fallen in love with Jack Lemmon as a woman. And that's when he says, I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect. Classic line.
Who would you cast for these three parts on Broadway?
Good question. Because Marilyn Monroe's in the movie, too, and she was sensational. I think you would go with Christian Borle, who's a Broadway star. He would be good in the Jack Lemmon part. That's a good question. I'm trying to think who would be the Marilyn Monroe. Oh, Kristen Chenoweth.
Be loved by you, just you. Nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone.
Kristen Chenoweth would be the Marilyn Monroe part.
Oh, so that's very interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to invest right now. It's going to be a big hit.
You think so?
Yeah. It's a great movie, and Shaiman and Whitman are the perfect composer and lyricist for it. They will.
What was the show they did again? You told me.
Hairspray.
Hairspray.
It's huge.
I liked Hairspray a lot. Right. That was great.
So we're looking forward to Some Like It Hot.